Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's episode. Today, we've got another special format show for you. Another show about travel.
And no, this is not going to be our new thing. We're not going to be talking about travel all the time. One, we're not Rockefellers. Two, we have jobs we have to get to. So we just happen to have some free time and some opportunities to go places. So we figured we'd tell you about them.
And show you that sometimes there is an interruption in the mundane adulting life. We recently went on a trip to a place called Shenandoah Crossing. It was in Gordonsville, Virginia. Very nice area. Very pretty. Really rural.
Very rural, but so peaceful.
Like, how many miles were we without cell? Probably 30 or 40.
Yeah, we definitely didn't have great service, but still worth it.
The resort had good service. They obviously had some sort of cell phone boosters on property, but the area between leaving the interstate and getting there, I was trying to be productive and found out that the WebEx experience wasn't the best without cell service. It did end my meeting briefly, though.
So we went to a place called Shenandoah Crossing. It's a resort. It's not all-inclusive, but it's mostly all-inclusive. You don't get like your meals included, but they have a restaurant on premise. It was actually beautiful and convenient.
And that is just where the part we stayed. They also have a snack bar restaurant, general store. It's on a kind of working farm. There's a horse farm there, a lake, so much to do.
Right. This property is on over 1,000 acres. There's definitely a lot of room and a lot of stuff to keep you busy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the children that did come with us, at the cost of upsetting the other child that didn't come with us, had a great time.
They did. They actually said it was one of the best vacations they've taken.
And they'd be interested in going back. And I'm interested in going back. We'll get into that later. It's a little bit more detailed. How did we end up finding Shenandoah Crossing?
Blue Green Vacations.
She said it. Blue Green Vacations. We told you in our last episode, we ended up being a part of the Blue Green Vacation family. And we had to go for our welcome orientation. So we got down there. We stayed at what they call the lodge. Now, to put that in regular people terms, it's a hotel.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. The lobby was beautiful. It was really clean, well-maintained. If you were two people going to a hotel for the weekend, it would have been absolutely stunning, but it was a little tight for four of us to be crammed into that little room.
It was. Now, we did that kind of on purpose, not the crammed in. We kind of snuck those two in because this trip was on their dime. And we didn't sneak them in. We knew they were going. Blue Green knew they were going. But our prince and princess weren't real sure what to do with a hotel room.
Yeah, they kind of have been spoiled rotten as far as when we go places and do things. And for many years, we camped. So they would sleep in the camper, but they had all of the campground to be outside. Being in a lodge in a hotel room was a little tight for them.
To give you contrast, though, in all fairness, we didn't really camp ever since we had a camper, in air quotes. Our camper had three smart TVs, two bedrooms, slept 10.
It's still camping. It's called camper.
Coming from a guy that used to sleep on the ground in a tent.
Okay, it's a camper with benefits.
Oh, I like it. A camper with benefits.
Camping with benefits, because it made me happy because I wasn't sleeping on the ground. And it made you happy because we went to a campground.
And I've got a new hashtag, camper with benefits.
All right, maybe not camper with benefits, maybe camping with benefits. I don't know. Either way, that sounds bad.
That sounds good to me, though. It doesn't sound bad. So yeah, the room was a little bit small. It was absolutely stunning as far as a relaxing place that you could just feel the relaxing spirit of kind of the resort.
Yeah, and it was very country, but like modern country decorated. It had some really cool artwork and had a beautiful stone fireplace in the lobby. And the room was really set up like a bed and breakfast. So it was very pretty.
And we truly did make it work. We really do need a video podcast, and I need to be mic'd up all the time. When I tell you the reaction when we got into that room, we'd get a million hits. More about the resort. There's 1,000+ acres. There's a lake. There's horses, kayaks. We talked a little bit about pools, hot tubs. There's a splash park. There's golf cart rental available. The cabins, condos, RV sites with concrete pads, tent sites, and we already talked about the lodge. Now, they actually have real life, in person, I've seen it, yurts.
He's obsessed. Obsessed with going back there so we can stay in a yurt.
The yurt is a traditional tent. It was used by nomads. It's an all-weather thing. But Shenandoah Crossing and Blue Green have brought the yurt to a new level.
It's pretty much like a condo with tent sides.
Yeah. And air conditioning and heat and a fireplace.
Refrigeration. Yeah. It's pretty much a condo with tent sides. It's strange, but really cool.
So let me ask you this. If our trailer was hashtag camper with benefits, what's a Shenandoah Crossing yurt?
Like a super yurt? I don't know what an original yurt looked like.
I don't know either, but I'm going to find out because we're going back to stay at Shenandoah Crossing in those yurts.
Told you he's obsessed.
So we go to our welcome orientation, and I just want to give a shout out to the process. When I get into something, I go head over heels into it. So I had already researched a ton of things, and I knew most of the answers to the questions and our particular plan and everything before I got there. And the purpose of a welcome orientation was supposed to be to bring us through the website and show us how to use it. So we go into a nicely decorated sales office. I mean, this thing was created for high pressure sales. Would you agree?
Definitely the car salesman situation where they come, they talk to you, they leave, they talk to someone else comes and talks to you, they leave, they come back, the whole let me ask my manager thing. Yeah.
So we're going through it. Our representative, Felix, was super friendly. Gave us a ton of information, things we didn't know about, like the finer details of our plan and how our plan is good, and brought us over to see my favorite structure at Shenandoah Crossing, the yurt. That's how I know what the inside looks like. And I have to say, the yurt and the cabin, because we saw those two, outstanding, truly outstanding. Then we go back and we learn a little bit more about the program of HGV Max. We purchased so recently into Blue Green that that's just the program we had.
HGV Max is Hilton Grand Vacations. It just happens to be that they're merging. Well, I guess currently they're merging or in the process of merging. So we happened to step in it when we signed up and now we belong to both.
Just so the Facebook people don't really beat us up, we understand we're not Hilton Grand Vacation owners. Like, we get it. It's a crossover program.
So right, it gives us access to some of the Hilton Grand Vacation locations.
Right. Now, that goes along with Hilton Honors, which is just like any other travel points card and program. So we sign up for that because, again, I'm over the top. And we're going to have these points that we can use towards Hilton properties and other things with it. We'll talk in a future episode more when we're doing travel tips. But we use cards with points to get the points.
Right. We don't carry a balance. We charge it. We get the points. We pay the balance.
In the past, we have been in situations where we've carried credit card balance and it makes us both itchy.
Uncomfortable.
So we work our butts off and pay them off. And then for a long time, we wouldn't use cards at all. And then I have to give credit to the all-knowing trash heap, my father. He always has used credit cards for the cashback or points and pays it off every month. Now, where I took it to the next level, I figured out how to use the cards, get the points, and set the auto payment. Turns out there's an option to pay the full balance every month.
Right. And we are not using it exorbitantly. We're not buying things we don't normally buy. We're just putting it on the card and paying it out of our checking instead of taking it right out of our checking.
And even better than that, I discovered for you credit aficionados, the software I use for my budgeting hooks a credit card in just like it's my checking. So I can see every transaction and categorize them right into my budget. It's perfect. Knock on wood, assuming we keep this train on the tracks. The long and short is we're going to have a lot of Hilton Honors points.
We're going to have a lot of points so that when we want to travel to some other destinations that aren't drivable, we'll have some points to fly.
And when we're driving those long trips, where are we staying?
Hilton.
Absolutely. And when I get kicked out for telling her she's kind of a big deal, I'll have a place to stay.
You better save your points.
I'm going to need coming. A lot of points. While we were there, this was a short trip. This was a 3-night stay. And a good portion of one of the days, we were busy with the welcome orientation. You're only committed for an hour. Like, you can go in and leave, but that's not how Kathy and I roll. We were having a nice conversation. We were there, 2.5 hours or so?
Yeah, we were learning some things and asking a lot of questions.
And they did not, just to be clear, they did not force us to be there or stay there. We were staying having a conversation. And yes, there was an upsell. And yes, we said no. And you know what they said? Okay, sign here.
While we were there, while we were in Shenandoah, we did a lot. We actually got a lot crammed into those couple of days.
The kids did multiple crafts.
Yes, they went and designed canvas shoulder bags. Then they got to create their own candles with their own color and their own scent, which came out amazing, by the way.
While they were making candles, this old guy found a massage chair, and not just like the one at the mall. No, this is like a big deal Hilton Grand Vacations massage chair. It did my forearms, my calves, my back, and there was no line, and I couldn't even put a credit card in the arm of it like I have to do at the mall. I was one happy old guy.
We took the kids swimming. They went to the pool that was by the lodge, but there were also two other pools, right? Two other pools or two, one other pool?
Two.
Two other pools that were up on the campground section that we went to swim at. We sat in the hot tub there. We went kayaking, which I have never done before. And we liked it so much, we came home and got kayaks. So now we can do it whenever we want.
And we've since been kayaking. Now, I knew I liked kayaking. My older children were more involved in scouting and we used to do it. So I knew that I liked kayaking. So I had already been looking, possibly getting kayaks, but didn't want to make the commitment until I knew. We went kayaking for the very expensive price of
$10 an hour
and had a good time. Didn't drown. Didn't even drop a phone in the water.
We went horseback riding. We went on a guided trail ride. It was about an hour. It was fantastic. The horses were stunning, beautiful. The girls that worked at the barn were amazing, helpful, friendly. The kids had a good time.
Met some other people.
We did. We met a woman who was 77 years old on the trail ride, like she was 37 years old. We were amazed.
Low key set my goals. That evening, Kathy and I were talking, sitting out front at the lodge, or it might have been in the lobby, talking about that type of lifestyle. She's 77, and God bless her. Not only did she ride a horse that day, she was telling us about her summer travel itinerary. It was outstanding. She was all over the place in Europe and all over the country. Definitely some goals being set there as far as lifestyle goes.
We did rent a golf cart, and our children had a blast driving it. And I say children, but they are absolutely adults. They were actually, I think the only problem with the golf cart was them fighting over who got to drive it.
Especially who drove first.
There was a beautiful outdoor campfire set up, and we went down, started a fire. The kids made s'mores. It was right along the lake. It was stunning.
And it ended with a pretty spectacular thunderstorm we got to watch from the lodge deck.
I'm a storm chaser by heart. My past life, I must have been a storm chaser because I just love watching them come in.
So the next time we go back and stay in the yurt, we're going to use that campfire ring, even though there's ones over by the yurt, because we got to network with other owners. On my way out, walking out to the campfire ring, Here I come through a beautiful hotel lobby, shoulder full of firewood.
But everybody there is an owner, is involved with this resort. So it's really like having a, I don't know, a guest house that has 500 rooms that everybody you know, or everybody, you know, is happy to be there and is friendly and social. And it was great.
We also used their fitness center, which I don't typically do in a hotel. This was larger than a regular fitness center. There's plenty of room, plenty of equipment in it, and met some people in there. It was just all around a friendly place. Their game room had ping pong, which may have led us down into the pickleball route. I'm not sure. Not very good at either one of those.
I really enjoy pickleball.
I enjoy it. If we ever do get that video podcast up and running, we'll have to film that too.
So we do plan on going back to Shenandoah Valley. Of course, next time we're going to
stay in a yurt.
Stay in a yurt.
We're going to go horseback riding again next time. Although the horseback riding at Shenandoah Crossing was fantastic, my children have asked if we can find a trail ride place where there's a little bit more galloping.
And I'm sure we will kayak again, because for $10 an hour, why wouldn't we?
Next time we might fish. I brought poles, but we didn't fish this time. Believe it or not, in the less than 72 hours we were there, we ran out of time. We also need to check out some of the historic sites in the area.
And some of the local shops. We did go out to dinner once or twice, but we really didn't get far from the resort. We were probably within 15 minutes of it.
We did go to that the Mexican place the second night.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That was really good food. I should have wrote down the name of the restaurant. Part of what we want to do is give you some takeaways here. Each episode, now and in the future, we want to make sure there's some actionable things or some tip things and just kind of point them out so you guys get some value added and it's not just us talking. Some tips that we either improved on or picked up on for this one were a little pre-planning goes a long way. Looking where the food store was, we knew before we got there that the local place was a Food Lion and how to get there.
We also knew that we were in a hotel room, so there wasn't a whole kitchen, but we went to the store, we bought snacks and some ice cream for the little mini freezer and drinks for the kids, because one, they don't always get hungry when restaurants are open, and two, it didn't cost us a kidney to have them constantly going to the store to buy.
We also figured out that it's more efficient for us as coffee drinkers to bring our own K-Cup maker, toaster, and NutriBullet blender. That's for my protein. And the K-Cup maker, it just, even if there's one there for the size of our little travel K-Cup maker, it's good knowing that we can make a cup of coffee
whenever we want, and we're not $3 and $4 ourselves to death.
And if you go to southern states and you're from a northern state and you take half and half in your coffee,
bring it with you.
Or get it at the grocery store. They don't even have it at convenience stores, but we knew that already. In this case, pre-planning or checking out the resort before you get there, I knew that they had both horseback riding and golf carts. I also was aware that I needed to book both of those before we went so that they didn't get sold out on us. Checking where you're going and what's going on at that resort and seeing if there's any things that need to be signed up for before you go.
And unpacking our suitcases. I just think that when you get to a hotel, if you live out of your suitcase, you never truly relax. You just feel like you're living out of a suitcase, which is not a calm and enjoyable state to be in.
Now, I've been traveling for a little while, 35 years probably doing hotel trips, and before that doing camping and everything else. I've always lived out of my bags. I can honestly say that. Prided myself on the small footprint I had. I unpacked my suitcase for the first time, pretty much ever, and I can tell you it did make a difference.
So I think because we have recently lost some weight, that we've lost some of the cushion in our tush. And I realize now that when we're in the car for a really long time, my butt hurts. So my sweet husband went on Amazon and ordered me a butt cushion. And after the trip to Virginia, came home and ordered himself one. And remember to talk to locals, people that work there, people that are in the area, people at local restaurants and local stores. They live there. they know the good places to go. They know the good restaurants to eat at. They know the places to get a good deal or the exciting things to see. Make sure you reach out to local people so that, one, you're helping their economy, because you should always support local, and two, so you can get the inside scoop.
Also, use the concierge desk. Check in with them. I never did that before our last trip. This time I did, because I'm learning more about traveling, and we actually got a sheet full of local restaurants, where the food store was, and discounts of who gave what discount for people that stayed at Shenandoah Crossing.
And use the open shared spaces. Even at a hotel, there's a lobby. Use those spaces. It was nice to walk into the lobby and see people talking and chatting and playing checkers and just enjoying themselves. It just changes the environment.
It changed it drastically. And talking to other people, the networking, we didn't go down there and make BFFs forever or anything, but we went down there and talked to enough people from all different areas. It was really a good trip. And that was a lot of lobby or front porch or back deck interaction. Traveler courtesy tip. You go on vacation. Often I see this as a former, well, I guess you're not ever former, as an Eagle Scout, I can't walk past litter. So I end up picking it up. If you're traveling somewhere that's anywhere, don't drop your trash. Just take the time at the pool or wherever else to push your chair in, throw your garbage out.
We live in a beautiful country with beautiful places to visit. And it's really disheartening when you see a family of five setting up camp on the side of a public pool or at a lake or on the side of a waterfall, wherever they are, having a beautiful picnic. And then they grab their personal belongings and they walk away and leave pretty much most of their picnic on the ground behind to wreck the view for everyone else.
TLDR, be courteous when you travel, pick up your stuff. Shenandoah Crossing, 2, because I only have 2, thumbs up.
And if you guys ever get the chance to go to Shenandoah Valley, you'll love it. It was stunning. It was a great place to visit.
The staff was fantastic, and it doesn't hurt that they have yurts. Thanks for listening.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.